The land was bought in 65. So, and in 68, our orchard took it over. And then in 2008, we took it over as part of our Anam activities. And that means how many years? Something like
2006.
Yeah, 37. I would say something like 37 years old. Very old cashew we have. Mm-hmm. And those are slowly, you know, not yielding properly. They're dying. So we have to go on replacing and replanting that. Mm-hmm. That process has never been done, mainly because of the situation again. So that means, I mean, basically, you know, this whole farm is a very, it's becoming a self-sustained farm on its own, you know, through the yield. And now that kind of...
So why you are living here, why you cannot take care? What is the reason from the alarm thing?
Because when I'm taking care of it, then they cannot...
Get the yield.
No, not the yield. Mainly, they cannot pursue the further land exchange.
So it is kept for land exchange.
Yeah.
That's why they want to.
Yeah, they wanted to control it. Let's put it that way.
Since how long are they planning that?
From 2006 onwards.
And alarm, I didn't get.
Yeah, 6 years. If nobody interested this piece, why they kept it so long?
No, actually, a lot of local people who own the land inside Arable do interest in this place, you know? And that is also one of the biggest problems that we face, whether we like it or not. I mean, this when they choose, we could not. But on the other hand, you know, as the interest of Arable, I don't think this is the key, you know, the main, how do I call it? The best way to move forward in exchanging it or selling it. Basically, that's how I feel. That is just my personal feeling, and I believe though there would be a lot of people who would have the same feeling as I have. Maybe I'm wrong.
Because of the position, you mean? Because of the location.
Yeah, because of the highway, the new highway, because of the potential for business in future, you know. And that's what the local people are seeing. Of course, in our world also we do see. But then why we also not tap it in and make the, you know.
Make something out of it.
Make something which is a bit more, I wouldn't say control, but a bit more, yeah, plan and a bit more, not chaos like the world we have in
resources.
Yeah, exactly. Not like in Quilapalayam entrances, you know. For me, I really like to have the green entrances and where you know, where people really feel the moment when they come and enter that they already feel a certain kind of how do you call it?
Because someone takes care.
No, someone takes care isn't the main thing. It's more like you have a different feeling when you walk in, when you come from a city and then you come into the greenery and then there is a certain feeling already is there and then that means a kind of consciousness is coming into us, you know, when you enter. So we would like to have that at the entrance point already, and then mother also says that, you know, this is the forces of the how do you call it? The forces of the corridor. And when she said that forces means, it's like, you know, it's the visitors. That's what she meant. And this is where we have to entertain already from here, from the entrance point. And also the main thing is, it is very interesting, very important for our, you know, water resources. Because she knows, or he sees, or everybody knows, up to some extent already, our main water resources is coming from the Oosteri, from the Jinji, you know, that's where the high are, and that's where the main line is coming, and may not be exactly here, but this is the, yeah, this is the connect.
But you already expressed these points to LRM?
Not exactly to LRM, but
to the community,
to the FAMC, and to the working committee, and to ABC, because we are also partly under ABC also, at the same time also part of Farm Group before. And so, yeah, I can take you up to the highway so that you can feel a little bit of the highway feeling.
High feeling.
Yeah, high feeling, probably, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to know the suspended farm, LRM. Land.
Yeah, basically also later on when I give you the presentation, there it will give you also an idea more on the place, because here you can't really view it properly, no? Okay, this is where we usually grow the vegetables and cow's feet. And we could not grow much cashew also mainly because of the height and sunlight is here.
So there is over where the big trees starting?
Yeah, that is the fence line. Mm-hmm. And we have a very thick fence actually, but during the cyclone, you know, now it's really cleared out. And okay, we walk on.
So totally, how many acres put aside for exchange?
My place would be, that means 1.25, so if it is 13 and a half acres, so 12, 11 point something.
Okay, let us walk over to see the grass.
So these are, like I said, in 1998, 99 is planted, so these are in 2003, 2004, so if you like to see. The only thing is that, yeah,
mulu.
Yeah, maybe we stop here. Okay, I think this is a good place, Kaya. Maybe, Kaya, you wanted to have some meditation for a few minutes or some mantra, no? Something like that.
I don't know how everyone feels.
Oh, it's fine.
No,
I
think we can just breathe. Yeah.
We just breathe.
Yeah.
That is a good place, maybe closer to the nature. We can make a circle. We would like to be in a circle.
Okay. Yeah. I thought this is a bit less sunny, so you know. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Use that moment to make a special invocation, maybe from our heart, and really call the divine presence to help us to aspire that we can be helpful, that whatever is the plan of this land, that the best thing will happen, and that it really becomes conscious with our work and with our love. So if you like, we could just chant a few times the wonderful name Om. And while we chant, we try to feel the presence through us and into the earth. We can cuddle the ground a little bit and really try to feel it.
It's
a little bit prickly, but that's what you need to wake up.
Prickling.
I hope you don't just write in the mulu. So for a moment, let's concentrate and really sing from the center of our being. And let's hold it a little while. Really make it vibrate, make our body vibrate, and so that the earth can feel it. Oh. you can also share the mantra of the Divine Mother. Om Anandamayi, Om Chaitanyamayi, Om Satyamayi Paramayi. We can sing it 3 times. Om Anandamayi Chaitanyamayi Satyamayi Parame.
Nature is the manifested form of the God. So there is nothing which is coming in between.
Mm-hmm.
Once you try to have, I think rightly from the logical and recording point of view,
mm-hmm.
when you move from your mind to the heart, which mm-hmm. He has led our ways to be, mm-hmm. you start feeling more close to even God.
Yeah.
You start feeling the vibrations of the earth and closeness, roughness of the trees, and
life becomes so much more beautiful.
You feel you are close to the God. You are close to the God, things which are manifested.
So we carry on there?
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay. Thank you so much. Great
All right, actually I was thinking of celebrating the Earth Day anyway, but somehow, you know, in between something else came up and I don't really have, it's a slip, and then I don't have much time to really prepare and to work upon, but whatever it is, I'm so happy that all of you come together here and we can, you know, get together and be able to see the farm and I'm really glad that you all can make it. Okay, here I'm gonna just quickly explain at the beginning now on when and how we have started the farm. And that will kind of show a little bit with the picture, because I don't know how to talk or to explain. So I suppose the picture will kind of explain a little bit. And can you go to the next step? Yeah. Okay. This is the farm, as we know, the entrance for the gate. Okay. These were taken in 2003. Kwan, we are supposed to be in the beginning, no?
Well, first the situation, the place.
Okay, all right then. Okay. Sorry, I'm a bit lost.
Okay.
No, it's all right. That's good. Okay. Yeah, let's start it from here, then let's go back from here, yeah? Okay, we just call it a place for now. Our Anam's farm was about 30.5 acres in total. and it was bought in 1965, and from 1968 onward it is part of our orchard, which is taken care of by Gerard. And in 1998, we have in October, this farm was being given to our Anam to do our cashew demonstration farm. And from that moment onwards, we have started basically to work on the on how to see how sustainable to grow organically, and as well as to see how viable it is, you know, to grow organically compared to chemical farming, basically. And this is something where we also felt a little bit that it is definitely, it is viable, and it can be also self-sustained to grow organically. And this, I mean, I don't have 100% proof. And also, like I said, in between our research has stopped, so it doesn't give us much, but from what we have and what I have already, I believe that it is the only way to go organic, and it is sustainable, and we should encourage it. So, okay, this, sorry, I'm not used to so much into PowerPoint, so, okay. This is the farm, and like I have explained also when we went for a walk, it is a triangle, and we have a, you know, since being working on the place and being involving so much on the plant and on the soil, and since also, like I said, for me sustainability is very important in our farming, I mean especially in organic farming, so along that line we also like to integrate, which can bring in a certain income, which can benefit the farm as well as, it can generate income apart from the farming, you know. And from there, I would really like to go into a bit more like, not just like a business, you know, a bit more conscious, a bit more ecological, and a bit more looking at like something, you know, that can benefit the earth, the future, the people. That is something that I really, you know, like to convey this evening also today, and sometimes including me, you know, we take things a bit easy and granted, you know, and some, I don't know how to explain that further. Okay, so along that line we have a certain plan for this place, and it has been linked with the cashew trees that we have, and so in a way, it might be easy to say that you can shift easily, or you can replant somewhere or in another place, you know. But once, when you are in your work, in whatever field it is, it could be organic farming, it could be anything, because you have to plan ahead, and you have an ideal, and then you link it with your existing work up to some extent. And that is exactly what I'm doing here now at the moment with this activity plan that I have in the future. And as we can see also here, you know, this is the nowadays they call it the Arvul Main Road, you know, because you can see everywhere in the Google map also it's called as the Arvul Main Road by now. And this is connecting to, you can see here, take me to the connecting point. Okay, this is, here is our orchard, and here you can see the fence line of our Anam. And here you can see this is where entrance point. And yeah, this is our, yeah, okay. Combining our orchard and yeah, so along, since the entrance point basically this is the crucial entrance point for our bill, and as our Anam farm and our orchard is all already pretty much green, and we really wanted to keep that greenery entrances, and where people come in and see a certain kind of development is going on, you know, happening the moment when you enter. And for me, not only the entrance point when you enter is, and the consciousness is something different, but to include the local villages that we have in our planning, you know, include them in the greenery plan that we have, and especially our Anam is a very critical, I mean very, very essential point, essential plot, I would say, because we could be, it could be the, how do you call it, the connecting point towards the vicinity we have, which is slowly going to be purchased by local people. You know, could be become the, how do you call it, the experimental, the demonstration site, basically. And that could be used by somehow by the vicinity, whoever is going to come and live here. And so we give them a certain kind of development planning already, you know. And this is something that I would really like to make it a place where an experimental site as well as a demonstration site, and that's why we come up with like eco-business living, living and information center. So in this we would like to also set up a few eco-housing, and we would also like to bring in a bit more of a living atmosphere together with volunteers, basically, because volunteers or guests, you know, because one way or the other, we sometimes we try. Sorry, I'm widening a little bit. I know. The connection in terms of farming, ecological, environmental, or it could be arts, crafts, music, you know, or food. This is a place where I really like it to be a place where people can come and learn, give. And you know, an interaction place where we're not just like coming and enjoying, you know. Of course, enjoyment is part of the main that I really want it, like, have, you know, in whatever we do. But how do I say? Sometimes, also in Auroville or in any other place, sometimes there is not a place where we can just come together and like do play music or come and explore or give ideas or in, I don't, in many ways that sometimes it is good to have the place existent, you know, and then it just come in, and that's when you can see that something is happening, something is moving forward, something is really, you know, I don't know if this is the right direction also, you know, for me, to be happening in this place either, but this is something that I just believe in it, and something that I really think it will be a big mistake if this place goes, and the work we have done is something else, you know, it's like you said, we put a lot of energy into the place, our investments are on the soil, and that might not be visible, but it's visible through the trees, through the plants that we have here, you know. And that means it's being maintained, it's been developed. And the question now is, how do you want to develop? How do you want, in general, to plan and develop and to see the future? So this is where it's all in us, basically. And through that, I just want to give our Anam as a point to kind of address the whole situation a little bit, and in general also the problem that we face here in our Anam, and also like, yeah, the story, yeah, basically because of this situation it also affected individually, which would people who are being affected in this situation would understand, and in this somehow, you know, in every planning, in every future plan that we have, we are being stalled and blocked. And now I don't really know where and how. And is this the way? Is this how we are going to help each other, or help the earth, or help the progress in, or are we going to progress in another way? It's also something that pop up in my mind many times, you know? And so anyway, so yeah, now this was in when Auroville in general was started, where there is no trees, as we all know, and a lot of Aurovillian comes together here and you know, planted and make this place such a greenery and full of trees and plants, and for me it feels like we are slowly moving towards destroying that, and that's, yeah, And from this to this, when we look at it, you know, this is, like I said, this land was bought in 1965. And can you take me to that corner quickly? Next door neighbor.
The
empty space. Yes. Okay, this is exactly the neighbor's land, which was partly given out by Auroville as part of the land exchange, and in exchange with Certitude Farm, okay? So basically, in Certitude Farm, when just before the land exchange happened, they cut off all the trees, and they exchanged it with this place. Then they cut it again, and then now we are thinking of replanting again, you know, in Certitude Farm, like what is this, you know? So for me, this is something like I'm at lost. I'm really lost in the whole concept of what are we really trying to do here, you know? But anyway, so I'm just going to leave at that part. I have started in a very funny way. I realized that. So we'll just go back to the Aranam situation, and then I will end it very short. So just keep on giving me from the beginning where you wanted to thank me with the picture.
From the beginning?
Yeah, the eco business with the sunset picture, yeah. So if you could just slide would be good.
Yes,
yeah?
Okay. We continue from the beginning.
Yeah, from the beginning.
Totally beginning.
No, I just I just wanted, from there. And then the next, yeah. Okay, here we said about the Aranam farm. This was in 2003, 2004. And here it also shows you how the costumes are and the area are being maintained, how it has been maintained. And this is the map of the farm. And yeah, go on. Okay, go on. This will just give us just an idea on the area, basically, how it has been connected with the entrance point and the highway, you know? Okay. Yeah, this is in 1998. That's when we took over from our orchard, the caretakership. And this is when we have started planting the cashew trees, because it was an open field, like as it is now in our orchard on the front. And basically, we have gone through that, how to see viable it, how it can be viable it is to grow organically compared to the chemical cultivation. So this we touched upon already, and this is just, like I said, it's going to be a picture slide, so just to give you an idea. Okay, here you can see that this is without input, without like organically input, soil improvement. You can see a little bit of the differences on the sizes of the nuts, and slowly, you know, we improve the soil, we put more nutrients, and slowly working on the soil, you slowly can see the differences already in sizes of the cashew nuts as well. And this is something where it tells us again, you know, that indeed the art needs caring. The soil needs caring, the plant needs caring, because they are also kind of a living being like us. For example, I'm pretty much connected to the cashew, you know, being involved or being putting my energy, I don't know, you know, but I really feel there is a certain aliveness in the cashew, you know, when you really be next to it, look at it, you know, they saw there's some kind of beauty or their being, you know, and somehow I felt that, I really felt that. Maybe people might think that, okay, she might be crazy, cuckoo, whatever, I don't know, you know. But that is how I feel, and somehow I feel really connected to the plant, and somehow I wouldn't say we are communicating, you know, but there is a certain energy, and that is something I have never felt before, you know, and since I'm not a farmer before, it's for me it's also partly a learning process, and it's time I learn a lot being here and doing it practically, you know. I'm not so much of a theoretical person, so And for me, that's why also I like this place to be very much like a practical ground. And not, okay, I mean, where, you know, where people can just come and do whatever they want, basically. And at the same time, enjoy. And okay, next. So now you can see the stages of the cashew in the growth of the cashew, I mean. And yeah, here the idea is also with the plan that we have was to include, if we can get the farm, to include the ecological building, and try to, we also like to have it to include very much like the alternative energy, you know, and try to go a little bit more into the eco-friendly environment, you know, eco-friendly way of living or buildings or going forward, basically. And this might not be exactly what we are going to build, but just to give you an idea. And we also try to, you know, pack our product as much as possible, as eco-friendly as possible, and trying to not use plastic, but which is impossible. And I don't know when we can avoid that, but, you know, we can get rid of that, but I don't think so. But we are working also on the, you know, on not trying to use plastic, or not to have too much waste which is not recyclable, or so we also would like to grow further on that level as well. And so we are keeping on researching as well on that level, on the packaging level, as well as on the you know, yeah, on the farming in the best way, how we can, yeah, in a way where we can be more sustainable. And so this is something that we really work upon, basically. And next. Okay. This is in 2003. Also in 2003, 2004. And you can see up to some extent the differences on the health of the cashew trees. Oh, now, compared now. This was taken in 2009. And this is now. This is really now. And you can really see also how it has been affected when it has been maintained. A place has been maintained, when a soil is being maintained, and when other crops is being maintained, then you can immediately see the differences. You know, this is not just about beauty, not just about, and it's like being taken care of. You know, plants also need to be taken care of, as much as we human beings need to be taken care of or being appreciated. So our way of showing the trees or the soil or the plants is to really take care that we appreciate it, you know? And that is the only way to show, by doing it. Without doing it, we can never show how appreciative we are, you know? And what they have given back, you know, like the trees has done so much for the earth, for the human being and for the living. So yeah, so this morning we just walk around and, you know, we decide, okay, let's just show the now and the now, you know, rather than just putting up some pictures. So okay, this is the neighbor land we have talked about already. Yeah, the farm. The highway? Yeah. Okay, here, one moment. Yeah. So apart from the farm I cover up pretty much, and that we have the farmer's cafe, which we have included recently, and the store. And we also like this place to become like as an exhibition center, where people can, individual or units, or can come and exhibit their product each time they want. Anytime they can just come and put up their quick table here, or, you know, so that it doesn't have to be a very shops, you know, that you can sell. You can also sell in a very simple way. You can also get an income in a very simple way of organizing it. Not like, you know, very, nor, or, how do you call it? The general way of making a shop, I would say. So, and yeah, here we try to to also serve the food in the farmer's cafe as much as possible organic and healthy food, because sometimes you cannot easily get organic food, I mean organic all the time, so you know, but we work on trying to get organic as much as possible. And we also try to grow our own vegetables or whatever we're going to use for the cafe. And so that we control much on the quality of the product of the food that we are serving, basically. And yeah. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Wanted to be integrated, yeah, okay.
Good,
yeah. Everybody can read, I suppose, no? Okay. Yeah, here we have done a few programs like this, I mean a few evenings with music. And so far we are happy, whoever comes on, whenever we do something, it seems we're all happy. And we would like that to go on, definitely, you know. And yeah, the information center part is something that I'm not very familiar myself. But at the same time, I would like to include very much in part of this, so that you know a certain information could be given out already here, so that there is a certain security within the entrance, within the road, as well as within our level, you know, in the community. So I don't know how I'm gonna do that, but I just want to include it for now, and maybe I have to. I'm just talking to the visitor center people now, so let's see how we can see this part. But I would not touch upon this much. Yeah, okay, now here it will show you the real importance, because this is the entrance point from the highway. So we enter from here and the highway is right here at the fence line. Okay. Okay, now you can see this is the highway. And you have this is the one land, and then the another land you have on the other side, and then you have the crossing which would come later towards Kutkutro. And this is, yeah, it's okay. This is the Ganesh temple that can never be touched. And the next is our Ocha, and this is the fence line of our Anam. So yeah. So sorry, I dropped you, right? Yeah, the entrance to Auroville. And the Auroville symbol. This is the, as we saw there on the fence line. Okay. Yeah, this is really the crossing point. There you cross, and then this is the Kut Road, and then here, all these stretch, that land is Aurobindavan. One of our Auroville community. Okay, that is the toll gate, about maybe 50 to 100 meters is the entrance point to Auroville. Okay, this is it, and I don't know if, you know, if I have not made things quite clear, if anybody have a question or something that you don't understand, you want me to repeat, or, I mean...
Yes, does Anam have a meaning?
Sorry?
Anam? Does it have a meaning?
Yeah, it has a meaning. Actually, Anam is a Sanskrit word. It's called food. It's called our food, actually.
Food?
Yeah, food. It's a Sanskrit word called for food. Our food. Anybody else? Not really. Okay. Okay, yeah, basically, you know, the main idea of me today try to present this was I come across also many people who doesn't really know where Auranam is, what Auranam is, you know. And just to give you an idea on what we are doing, and a little bit on the situation of land related, that land exchange, the overall situation of Auroville, and how it has been affected, and you know, like we cannot progress like this if we stagnate like that, no stagnate. So this is where it really, the place is really stagnate. The farm is not being taken care of. I alone, in whatever I'm doing, I cannot move forward either. I cannot do anything about it. So that is really, you know, how do I say, affecting the place. And this is what we see, and this is the way how we are gonna go on. And this is all that I'm really trying to say, basically, you know, today. And I don't know what else. And I hope I make things clear. I don't know. Oh, I'm a little nervous, also, of course.
Are you going to?
Actually, you know, I would like to start up some few volunteer huts and two experimental, you know, with bamboo mat. I don't know. I'm just talking with one architect now who would help me out in this, because you all have a lot of idea. And because I am not an architect, I just like the idea, you know, and that's why I would like to have this set up here. And I alone cannot do this. That is very sure. Yeah. So this, I think this is it for me.
Anybody asked you to stop it to maintain the place, or you stopped yourself?
Basically, in 2010, there was a lot of pressure. So that's when we decided we let this free. And then for the land exchange people also, it become slightly easier, you know, to work upon. And then I also have told them after 2 years, if nothing really happened, because like I said, we have been affected from 2006 onwards, and our work has been stalled already, you know. And then nothing really happened till today, because the 2 years time has been gone already. And that's when I decided to start up the cafe and the store, and that's when the pressure start coming back again, and that's when they really don't want me to do any activities again here, and they don't want me to invest anything here. And
they mean seller,
FMC.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to the FMC now. So that is the situation right now. So, and I don't really see that is the best way that I should to move, you know, because you can see there's something happening, there is something being done, there is, so I don't really see. So
why don't you bring it to the REF?
This is my next step. This is my kind of, okay, I'm gonna be very frank with you all, you know, very open. This is our definitely I would like to bring this to an REF meeting, I mean the GM meeting, and that's why I would like to give it a trial, you know, kind of see how to present it. And so it's like we are always in a learning process, you know, that. So this is part of my learning process to see how we can build it up, basically. And
we should think about it. And if you go to the land exchange people, the next day it will be become all the trees will be cut, and then it will become a plot, you know, residential plot.
Yeah,
that it's sad. If Ara will want this, or you have a question to Ara.
I have, okay.
Not only the small group, maybe to the whole community to aware it. Maybe most of them don't have this land going to be exempted.
I have taken a certain step already in regards to this. I have sent a few emails around. I'm in the sense, like, you know, to the working groups, and they are in the process of discussing, I suppose. I don't know, of course. And so, yeah, I'm kind of also waiting, giving them a little time, you know. And so the art day has come, and then after this, the plan was by next week, if whoever is concerned about this can come together again and we can discuss, and then from there we can push forward to the RA.
Make a support group, RA,
yeah.
Support group.
Yeah.
We'll make one person in the group.
Yeah, the thing is, because I alone cannot do this,
yeah,
so this is where I'm also taking these chances to see, you know, if anybody would like to come and you know, be part of it or to be a support group or whatsoever, or who could be the one who could bring up the message to those people, you know, or to the working groups. For me, I would be very happy. Yeah. So I was thinking.
Sorry.
So today is Sunday. Basically, they wanted to exchange it or they wanted to sell it?
Because they need money.
Yeah, our group, we do need money because there are so many land that we still have to buy, because there, inside there's a lot of land being owned by the local people, and so some of the local people also, they wanted to be in this place. So and our group also wanted to consolidate the city center. So that kind of collide everything together, basically.
Okay. Residential.
Yeah, they wanted to bring us more into the center. Let me put it overall. And Auranam is not the only one who is being affected here. Also, Felicity is coming up. Happiness is coming up. And I think slowly, Auramadal will come up. I don't know Auramadal to touch. I don't know anyway. That part, Saravanan might know better, because I'm not too much into this whole, you know, I'm just concentrating on my work here a little bit, and you know, so there I cannot comment much. So yeah, this is where I would end, and if anybody would like to come next week, I would say maybe Friday afternoon about 5 o'clock, and whoever comes, we just sit together and see from there, we see how we move forward from there. How we approach, how we, yeah? Okay. So, okay, great. Yeah, thank you so much also for listening, and so I'm learning. Every day I'm learning.